What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, everybody. Welcome back from the weekend that was. Nice to have you with us on this final day of June. That's right. We made it halfway through the year of our Lord 2025. On this June 30th, it's still hot as hell out there, and still very humid, and still very uncomfortable, and buggy. And I have no idea how people live like this 8-9 months of the year. I just can't do it. it is not the heat. It is the blood-sucking humidity and the bugs that just, speaking of blood-sucking, I have mosquito bites all over me from just walking the dog. It's not like I'm hanging out outside, I tell you that much. Hope you made it through the weekend in one piece. AMAC is back with us. This is a weird week because it's July 4th. So obviously the Nationals will be playing their 11:05 game against the Red Sox on Friday, which actually I think kicks off that series, which is kind of weird. They have the Tigers in town, but no Tarik Skubal, who pitched last night on Sunday Night Baseball. So we don't even get that, which is good for the Nationals, bad for the fans, because you don't get the best pitcher in baseball in Washington, D.C. this week. I mean, he'll be here, but he won't be pitching. Them's be the breaks. I mean, again, kind of good for the Nationals, but not good if you like good pitching and baseball, because you rarely get that from the Nationals. I mean, you do get it with Mackenzie Gore, but it's not Tarik Skubal category. I mean, he's in a different world all by himself. Speaking of the Nats, they won 7-4 yesterday afternoon in Anaheim. They took 2 out of 3. They have a new jersey patch, which we'll get to in just a little bit. I wanted to mention out of the gate, and we will be doing more on this as the show goes along, a lot more on this, because there is a monster blockbuster NFL trade that was first initially reported as two trades, but I guess it's being combined into one, which makes sense because it's between the same two teams. But it might, and it does, I think, have a effect. We will see on the Commanders, and it could in two different ways. So here's the deal, in case you haven't been paying attention, in case you weren't kind of following along this morning in a flurry of tweets from the NFL insiders, both Schefter, Rappaport, Garofolo, all that. And that is the Dolphins and the Pittsburgh Steelers have swung a massive and somewhat complicated deal. Just ridiculous. I mean, not that it came from nowhere in terms of a couple of the combatants involved. One of them, to my knowledge, wasn't mentioned, but two certainly were mentioned. And yes, Pittsburgh was mentioned as a potential trade partner for Miami. But what I don't think anybody else saw was the magnitude of the deal and the timing of the deal. Think about it. It's June 30th, right? The NFL is essentially shut down. Guys go on vacation, not only insiders and reporters, but general managers, coaches. The players are always on vacation. But general managers, like trainers, all sorts of people, contract people, salary cap executives, so on and so forth. They're all on vacation. This is a dead time in the National Football League, period. This is as dead of a time as you are ever going to get. And two teams swung a massive stick, and each hit the pinata. And we'll give you all the details coming up later on and break it down and how it might affect the Commanders and how it, I think, does affect the Commanders, which, again, we'll give you the details on as we go along. But just to kind of wet your whistle, a massive, massive NFL trade on a Monday, June 30th of 2025, which can only be summarized in that way. It's 2025. And the NFL says, you know what? NHL and NBA free agency is starting. Screw you. The hell with you. We're going to, as usual, overrun everything and dominate the headlines. And everyone's going to be talking about us and not you. And that's the way the NFL does it. Now, I don't think there's any hanky-panky here. But I don't know of a time that we have seen this kind of blockbuster, this kind of massive maneuver on this day or anywhere close. I remember the first year of Mike Shanahan, like right around June 18th, 19th, 20th, somewhere in that range, the Commanders swung a deal for Jamal Brown, if you guys remember the veteran tackle, after their first offseason program. But that was it. There's been guys arrested. There's been guys that have blown off their hands with M80s, Jason Pierre-Paul division. There's been all sorts of different people that have done all sorts of different stupid things. But I can't recall a trade of this magnitude anywhere near or around or on this particular date of the NFL calendar. So just incredible. And I know around here, we never really have had like a traditional offseason because there's always some sort of controversy. I mean, this year it's the stadium. Last year, I guess there kind of was, I guess. But 2 years ago, it was the sale of the team and whether or not it was going to happen. And before that, it was the Washington Post stuff and all the fallout and chasing Dan all over the world to get him to testify in front of the oversight committee. I mean, we have never really had a traditional NFL offseason around here. And now we kind of do. And the NFL says, not so fast, my friend, which is great from a content perspective. I don't mind telling you. It's great for us because it gives us something new and fresh and juicy to talk about. So we'll get back into that in just a little bit. I did want to start, though, with the Nationals. Look, we'll get to the jersey patch thing in just a little bit because that is significant, I guess, from a revenue standpoint, even though we don't have any of those details, but that is a significant step. I care much, 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 much more about the on-field product, which we know still stinks and we know still is not good. But the Nationals wrapped up a 9-game road trip yesterday in Anaheim. And normally, as we talked about last week, they arrive basically dead on arrival to afternoon, quick turnaround, day games on the road, especially. And if you would have told me that they would have won a game 7-4, I would have told you probably didn't see that one coming. If not, you're bordering on nuts. Two, that they would score 3 runs in the 11th. Granted, they get it essentially a free runner, but it's not a free run, but it's a half a free run. You get the point. Teams don't always score, as neither team did in the 10th inning. But they scored 3 runs in the top of the 11th inning. And if you would have told me Kyle Finnegan would pitch 3 innings out of the bullpen, and win a game that Davey Martinez was ejected from correctly, and on both sides. I mean, he deserved to get ejected, and he deserved to, he was right in what he was arguing. If you would have told me that the bullpen would just chip away a little bit and kind of give up some things after Mitchell Parker gave up three runs. He got in trouble in his fifth inning of work, or in his sixth inning of work, I should say. If you would have told me that they would have won that game with all the different little twists and turns in that game on a getaway Sunday in Anaheim against an improved Angels team, I would have told you probably that you're crazy. Probably that you're nuts. Again, it's not like the Angels are the beasts of the West or anything like that. I'm not trying to make it out to be like they're impossible. As a matter of fact, the Nationals win yesterday, clinched that series, and they won 2 out of 3. Great, good for them. They lost 2 out of 3 in San Diego. They lost 2 out of 3 in Los Angeles. So, I mean, listen, it is what it is. At this point, you're trying to play 500 baseball to just stabilize yourself after a wretched, awful, terrible, dreadful, just brutal month of June, right? In which you were 2 games under .500 at the start, and now you're 14 games under .500 at the end. Hopefully July treats them a lot better with the Tigers and the Red Sox coming in. We will see. We will see. But the Nationals showed a little bit of spunk yesterday, a little bit of guts. Because, again, the expectation level for me going in, especially after they went bonkers on Friday night, was much like what happened Saturday night, where they scored a couple of runs, right, and you gave themselves a chance, and then the bullpen fell apart. Or they would get a terrible start from Mitchell Parker. Or they would score one run, if that, and they would have absolutely no help for their starting pitcher or their bullpen. One way or the other, it was going to go wrong. Or they would run the bases terribly, or they would play terrible defense, or something else would go terribly wrong, which it always seems to do. And instead, the Nationals walked away and flew away from Anaheim with a 7-4 win, 2 out of 3 in the series. And again, they are 14 games under .500. I don't want to sit here and tell you to print your playoff tickets, because that's not real. That's not realistic. Nobody thinks they're going to the playoffs. Nobody thinks they're a good team. But you have to make progress, and you make progress by winning games like that when you're not really supposed to win that game. For on paper, forget about the stupid Vegas odds makers. They know nothing, okay? But you're not supposed to win that game in reality going in, and you didn't play a crystal clean type of baseball, although it wasn't a butchery by any means. You didn't play super clean overall, and the Angels had their chances, and the Angels had a lead going into the top of the ninth inning, and you almost lost that series and that game, and yet you never stopped. You never quit. You never rolled over. You never played dead. You never just kept fighting, which has been a hallmark of the Davey Martinez Nationals. They always fight. They're not good. They're not good enough, but they always fight. And that was really good to see, not only for them to fight to tie up the game at 4-4 in the ninth inning, and Jacob Young was a huge part of a lot of this, but then also to finish the fight for one game, for one game, for one game with a three spot in the 11th inning. Listen. Again, I'm not being unrealistic here. I understand that people are way out on the Nationals. I got it. They're a baseball team that plays in the District of Columbia, two blocks away from the radio studio. I'm going to talk about them every day during the summer when we have time. And we're probably not going to talk about them a lot in late August and September if they're 15 games under .500 and the Commanders are dominating all the headlines along with the NFL and college football. Just not going to do it. Okay. So while we have the time, we're going to talk about it a little bit, especially after a really, really, really interesting, in my opinion, win for the Nationals. Lots of good stuff emanating from that win, including Brady House continues to show that the big show is not too big for him. Even though he doesn't have a home run, even though he's hitting 231, he seems to A, defensively, made another great defensive play. One, and he seems to do a pretty good job at the dish so far. Again, he's only hitting 231. But that's not that bad in today's Major League Baseball. But he had a big hit with a run scored and an RBI to get the Nationals going in the fourth inning when they were down 1-1 to tie it at 1-1 on the double, right? So I was happy to see that. And again, another brilliant defensive play. Jacob Young. What a weekend he had. Interesting weekend, right? Jacob Young, I thought, was all over the place. Two more hits yesterday, now up to 255 after a real struggle to start the year on IL. Had some adventures on the base paths, was involved, obviously, in the play that cost Davey Martinez the game. And again, Davey Martinez had every right to argue that and to be pissed that they didn't overturn it in New York, because every bit of evidence that we had showed there was no tag. Now, the one thing that I would just say is, from Masson's view, I don't remember if we ever got a complete, like, super zoomed-in close-up. I didn't see one, but maybe I missed it in the flurry of replays. It always seemed like, when I kind of was looking for a replay, that we saw one from the third base line in or down, and it looked like there was no tag. And Kevin Franzen on the Masson broadcast was very clear. I don't know what Charlie and Dave said, because I was home and I was listening. I was watching the television coverage on Masson. I guess it was Masson 2 yesterday. And the bottom line is, it did not look like Jacob Young was tagged. And Davey was pissed, and rightfully so. They challenged the call after the initial call. Fine, you make the a mistake on the initial call. It's tough. It's bang, bang, whatever. But that's why we have the replay system. That's why we have the challenge system. And almost everybody to a T that I know of thought he didn't tag him, and Davey was right. And it appears that Davey was right. And maybe Davey will get an I'm sorry mea culpa, but it doesn't do any good. And it almost didn't do any good in that particular spot, because it did cost the Nationals a run. And ultimately, if they would have lost that game and not tied it in the ninth inning, we would be talking about, oh, man, not only did Davey get ejected for the first time this year, but they also got screwed, and they lost that game by a run. As it turned out, didn't really matter, because, again, they tied it up in the ninth inning. And, again, Jacob Young was a big part of that. So he had the RBI double, not an RBI double. He had a double to kind of set things up in the fifth inning for a run. Where am I at here? Trying to go through my notes. And then Jacob Young in the ninth inning. Here's where I wanted to go with this. Again, down 4-3, right? After the Nationals had gone back and forth, tied it at 3-3, they were down 3-2, tied it at 3-3, what have you. Then they're down 4-3, okay? And in the top of the ninth inning, Dalen Lyle leads off with a double. So that's a good start to the inning, obviously. Drew Millis, who was getting his first start of the season, sacrifice bunt, they get the runner over to third. One out. Now, the Nationals have struggled in this spot for a large stretch. I mean, especially in June, but for a large stretch of the season. No struggle such on Sunday. They get the RBI single from Jacob Young to tie it up at 4-4. So that's good, right? And we'll get to the James Wood thing in a little bit. James Wood has walked intentionally one of four times yesterday. First time since 2004 in Barry Bonds that a player had been walked intentionally four times in a game. So we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, right? And Drew Millis, who I didn't, like, I got to be honest with you, I didn't hold in a ton of high regard. He's never done anything that's jumped out to me. They just have a bad catching situation, right? Kaybert Ruiz is not good enough, and now he's injured on IL. I mean, he might be back tomorrow night because they switched him to concussion IL, whatever. He's still not good enough. Obviously, their backup catcher is not great. It's not a great answer. It's not a great situation, right? And Millis has never really done anything that impressed me. But yet, yesterday, again, in a couple of big spots, he showed up, including in the ninth inning, throwing out the lead runner, right, Zach Nato, at second base on a caught stealing to end the inning. So it's 4-4 going into extras. Neither team does anything in the top of the 10th, in the bottom of the 10th. And then the Nationals come up. And again, Lyle gets a leadoff single, right? Getting House the lead run or the free run over to third. And then Millis comes up and pops one down the third base line or the left field line for an RBI triple. And for an RBI double, and gives the Nationals the 5-4 lead. And then right after that, C.J. Abrams triples and scores two runs, Lyle and Millis, and the Nationals have their three runs in the 11th and a 7-4 lead. And then another interesting decision was made. I'll finish up on that on the other side. 301-230-0980. Just rewinding on the Nationals' crazy-ass Sunday win in Anaheim as they come home to take on the Tigers and the Red Sox here to begin July. And hopefully July is a whole lot better than June on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Finnegan coming set. With Adell off second. No balls, two strikes. The kick, and here it comes. Breaking ball hit on the ground towards short. Abrams fields cleanly. He plants and throws on to low. And this road trip is over with a curly W in the books. A three-inning performance for Kyle Finnegan to get his first win of the year. A curly W in the books. Here in 11 innings, the final score, the Washington Nationals 7, the Los Angeles Angels 4.
Charlie Slows on the call there, 106.7 The Fan, Nats Radio, and Odyssey. Kyle Finnegan with 30 pitches on the day in a three-inning performance. That's right. That's an average of 10 pitches per inning. He came into that 11th inning with 19 pitches. So his first two innings were pretty clean, too, at 19. And then it took him 11. Now, he did walk two guys on the three-inning stint. But he didn't give up a hit, didn't give up a run. It's as good as you're going to get. I understand it's a Sunday game at the end of June. But listen, every positive thing that you can build on or that you can salvage from a terrible month of June is important for the Nationals. And I thought they were honestly making a little bit of a mistake trusting him to go out there for a third inning. You so rarely see that maybe occasionally in the postseason. You so rarely see that in the regular season, never mind at the end of June, with a closer. But listen, they don't have anything long-term invested in Kyle Finnegan. We all know basically they tried to give him away over the offseason. He couldn't find anything that he wanted and liked. They couldn't find any better option, and the two got together, and it's a marriage of convenience. So I thought it was a little bit risky just from the common sense perspective of trying to throw your closer out there for a third inning. But it also showed you, you know, with and obviously Davey was pulling some strings, I'm sure, from the clubhouse. But it obviously shows you that Finnegan, A, is a bulldog, which I think we knew that, and B, that game meant a little something more for the Nationals than just a Sunday afternoon at the end of June, right? It's been a horrible, wretched month. It's been an awful month. And to do what they did in the top of the 11th inning and score three runs, and then to watch one of their other crappy bullpen guys go out, Salazar or whoever, go out and blow a three-run lead and lose. Like, if that was going to happen, it was going to happen to Kyle Finnegan, somebody that actually is pretty good, right? So I understood the perspective, especially with the day off today. I just, in the moment, I was like, oh, three innings, man. You're asking him nine outs. That's tough. And they did it. He did it. So, kudos, obviously, to everybody that was involved in that decision. And obviously, it goes without saying that Kyle Finnegan's got to say, hey, give me the rock. And I've thrown 19 pitches through two innings. Give me the rock. Let's go. And he did, to his credit, right? And away they went. So, got a leadoff strikeout. That was key. Then a ground out by Travis d'Arnaud. And then the ground out to end the game. So it was a pretty easy 1-2-3 inning with the free runner on second base. So the two walks obviously happened in his first two innings. His third inning, again, 11 pitches after 19 through the first two, just totally clean across the board. He was sharper than the first two innings. So kudos to Kyle Finnegan. Kudos to the Nationals, everybody involved in that decision. And they get a win to end the road trip. Now they come back against a really good Tigers team. In case you weren't watching Sunday Night Baseball last night, I think the Tigers have the best record in baseball since like mid-August of last year. Now, again, they'll catch the Nationals catch a little break without Tarik Skubal pitching for the Tigers. But clearly they're more than just that. So we will see. But anyway, wanted to spend some time on the Nationals. If you want to hop in, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We'll get to the jersey patch thing later on if we can, when we can. That's not as important to me, but it is somewhat of a newsworthy item considering how this organization has cried foul about economics and revenue and all of that. So we'll get back to that, but I wanted to spend some time on what I care about much, much, much more, which is the on-field product. But first, we do a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980. We will get back into the Nationals, like I said, a little bit later with the jersey patch. But now we're going to get into all the things that transpired already on this really, really busy Monday, especially with an NFL blockbuster. And that's coming up next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, so the details on that NFL blockbuster look like this. The Miami Dolphins have finally found a trade partner for Jalen Ramsey, their star cornerback, who has been asking for and expecting a trade for the last couple of months. He and tight end Jonnu Smith, who had himself a great year last year, going to Pittsburgh in exchange for three-time All-Pro safety Minkah Fitzpatrick and a swap of draft picks. The Dolphins getting a 2027 fifth-round pick back from the Steelers, and the Steelers sending a 2027 seventh-round pick. Of course, the 2027 draft is scheduled to be held in Washington. Ramsey gets raised this year, and he gets a new home. We will give you the details and the impact and the potential impact on the Commanders in just a wee little bit. But a blockbuster trade to kick off the Monday of 4th of July week. Meanwhile, not a blockbuster, not a good thing for BYU quarterback Jake Retzlaff, who is leaving the program after a case that was brought up last week, a civil case that involved a rape accusation. Now the lawsuit has been dismissed, but he was facing a 7-game suspension. Of course, BYU has some different rules, and they have to abide by the school's honor code by admitting to premarital sex during legal proceedings, which he did, and now he is planning to transfer out of BYU. Meanwhile, elsewhere in the world of sports, from the world champion Oklahoma City Thunder, Jalen Williams going to have wrist surgery as they clean up a ligament tear in his right wrist. He should be okay for the regular season. And that's what's trending.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, good to have you guys with us right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. So we're going to put the Nationals to bed for a little bit. You can call in, certainly, and obviously chime in on anything that you want that we get to here in a little bit. But I wanted to switch over to this blockbuster NFL trade that everyone not woke up to this morning, because I don't think it was started to get reported until like the 10 o'clock hour, somewhere in that range. This morning, but my goodness, what an absolute just mind blower on the Monday, the last day of June, when NFL offices, front offices, facilities, whatnot, are all on vacation for the most part. Now, obviously somebody was working, and the Steelers and the Dolphins got together and made this massive deal. And you just so rarely see, even in today's day and age, where there are many more trades than there ever used to be in the NFL, you never, I'll say you rarely, but I don't believe you ever see a blockbuster of this sort. So in case you missed the kind of details that I just gave you about in the trending alert, Jalen Ramsey, who we've been talking about off and on for the last 2 months, wanting a trade, wanting out of Miami, Miami wanted to get rid of him, the blah, 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 blah. He winds up in Pittsburgh. right? And so does tight end Jonnu Smith, who reunites with Arthur Smith, the offensive coordinator and play caller of the Pittsburgh Steelers, who had him in Tennessee and had him in was it New England? I think it was New England. I have to double check that. But anyway, the point being, is Jonnu Smith along with Jalen Ramsey both wind up in Pittsburgh. And Minka Fitzpatrick, who I didn't even know that Pittsburgh was looking at trading, winds up back in Miami, which is where he originally was at the start of his career when he was, I think, a top 11 draft pick and was traded from Miami to Pittsburgh. I think it was in 2019 in a contract dispute. Now, there was a swap of picks and all that stuff. Ramsey gets a $1.5 million raise this season. So he's going to make $26.6 million. I'm sure he needed the $1.5 million really bad, right? I mean, I feel so bad for him. I don't know how he's going to put food on the table at $25.1 million, but he gets the $1.5 million raise because the Steelers are going to pay what is being called a bulk of Ramsey's contract for the season. The Dolphins responsible for a smaller portion, according to Adam Schefter. Meanwhile, Jonnu Smith gets a one-year contract extension worth $12 million on top of what he was due to make this year. Now, I understand if you're Pittsburgh, right, and you have Pat Freiermuth at tight end and you have Jonnu Smith now added to the mix of DK Metcalf, right? And you traded George Pickens. Deontay Johnson is long gone. You have a couple of other useful parts, but Najee Harris is gone. You are becoming essentially what the heart of Arthur Smith's offense really is. And I think it's an over the middle type of offense and game plan, right? With, again, not one, but usually two productive and reliable tight ends. And Freiermuth has had some trouble staying on the field. And Jonnu Smith is obviously very familiar with Arthur Smith, as we just talked about. But now Aaron Rodgers, the new quarterback in Pittsburgh, you would have to figure that they are going to run the ball less, throw the ball a lot more, and perhaps ask Aaron Rodgers in what might be his last year to regularly throw 45 to 50 times a game, right? And use the short passing game and all of these little button hook routes and all of these little quick option routes that tight ends run. But both of them running routes. And if you lose Freiermuth, then you have one really good tight end in Jonnu Smith. If you lose Jonnu Smith, then presumably you have Freiermuth. So you're not totally screwed at that position, which is key to obviously Arthur Smith's offense. In addition, then you make your secondary and your corner spot a lot better by getting Jalen Ramsey, who, listen, I'm not the biggest fan of by any stretch of the imagination. I think he gets burnt a lot. But I'm not dumb. Jalen Ramsey's been a good corner for much of his career, if not a very good corner. He's got 24 interceptions in his career. They signed Darius Slay over the offseason from Philadelphia, who certainly is not the same player that he used to be, but also still have, remember, Joey Porter Jr., who is what, a top, I want to say 15th, 16th overall pick just a couple of years ago. A lot of Commanders fans wanted Joey Porter Jr. So now they have three starting quality corners in Joey Porter Jr., Darius Slay, and Jalen Ramsey. But it cost them Minka Fitzpatrick. Now, they have Deshaun Elliott, okay, who's one of their starting safeties. They also have Juan Thornhill, who's played forever for the Kansas City Chiefs. And so they're going to be their two starting safeties, provided that they stay healthy. So it doesn't look like they're totally screwed at safety. I mean, clearly Minka Fitzpatrick's better, but it doesn't look like they're totally screwed. And they're really strong at corner in a division that has, as we talked about with Baltimore about a week and a half ago, right? Baltimore, when they went out and got Jaire Alexander, part of the thought process is, yeah, of course, going to make Lamar Jackson happy. They're best buds and they play together at Louisville. But part of the thought process was, hey man, we got to go against DK Metcalf twice a year, Pittsburgh. We got to go against whatever Cleveland is and whoever their quarterback is. And, you know, they have a couple of decent receivers and obviously Cincinnati with T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase both staying around long term. We've got to be able to match up at corner. So Pittsburgh said, okay, yes, sure. It sucks to give away a guy like Minkah Fitzpatrick, but we've got to give something to get something. Presumably they got at least most of that hole, even though it's two different positions covered up with Jalen Ramsey, who, if he's healthy again, is going to be a playmaker. Now, he's going to get burnt from time to time, just like every good corner does. You just hope that he's close to being sort of Jalen Ramsey from the past as opposed to totally done. We'll see about Darius Slay, who, again, the Eagles kind of gave up on and who was starting to fall out of favor with their draft picks and so on and so forth, and, again, Joey Porter Jr. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers looked and said, well, if the Ravens are essentially bulking up to take on Ja'Marr Chase, to take on T. Higgins, to take on DK Metcalf in the Ravens perspective, and from a Steelers perspective, hey, man, the Ravens have DeAndre Hopkins, they have Zay Flowers, and they have Rashad Bateman. We've got to be able to match up with not two, but three corners. Right. And a corner is always going to be more valuable than a good free safety, even though, again, Minkah Fitzpatrick would qualify as a good free safety. So this is a really interesting deal that I think benefits both teams in this way. Miami gets rid of a little bit of a head case in Jalen Ramsey, if not a lot of bit of a head case. He's a me first type of guy. Right. He just is. And it didn't go very well, and their defense has not been good enough. And Anthony Weaver, who was their first-year defensive coordinator last year, clearly has an idea of how he wants to shape his team and what he needs, what he doesn't need. We can talk about that in a little bit. So they, again, get rid of Jalen Ramsey. They bring back Minkah Fitzpatrick. Jonnu Smith goes in the deal. So Pittsburgh gets help on offense, as we described, on defense, as we described. Miami gets rid of a head case in Jalen Ramsey and gets Minkah Fitzpatrick back, and they swap picks. To me, this is one of those trades that, at least on the paper, seems to be like, okay, legitimately, it could very much help both teams. It could very much help both teams. You know, I would say this. I don't know if Jalen Ramsey is as good as he used to be, but he's not going to be, I don't think, an embarrassment for the Steelers by any stretch, especially if their pass rush is healthy, which it wasn't down the stretch. And Pittsburgh's defense stunk down the stretch last year. People forget about that. All the talk about Russell Wilson and Justin Fields and this, that, and Mike Tomlin and whatever. Pittsburgh's defense stunk. They got lit up like a Christmas tree by the Ravens in the postseason. They were not good down the stretch. Kansas City rolled in and scored 30-plus points, I think, on Christmas Day. They were not good down the stretch at all. So can you justify, like, everybody talked about, well, what's Pittsburgh doing, right? All they have to do is figure out the quarterback situation and they'll be great. No. And I kept saying, and I kept hearing people on our stations go, oh, Pittsburgh's just a quarterback away from being back in the playoffs or maybe being a legitimate Super Bowl contender. No, their defense needed work too. Their defense needed absolute work. And again, Minkah Fitzpatrick is a good player, right? I mean, he had 6 interceptions in 2022. Now he's fallen off a little bit, okay? And again, maybe not the same type player, right? So maybe he gets revitalized by the deal. Maybe Jalen Ramsey gets revitalized by the deal. Fitzpatrick, I mean, he seems like he's been around forever. He's only 28 years old, right? And Pittsburgh, again, gives up a good player who maybe was kind of starting to diminish over the last year or two. Maybe he goes home, captures lightning in a bottle, whatever, all of that. And Pittsburgh helps themselves, again, critically on offense, where they got rid of Najee Harris, where they got rid of George Pickens. Yes, they offset that, and I think made it better with DK Metcalf, but they got rid of some guys. They obviously bring in Aaron Rodgers. They get him more comfortable with a two tight end set if Freiermuth is healthy. They're going to throw more than run. It's not going to be the same traditional Pittsburgh offense that we've seen over the last 5-6 years, more of a run-heavy look. It's going to be more of a pass-heavy look. They trust Aaron Rodgers more than they trusted Justin Fields or Russell Wilson, and away you go. I think this trade helps the Steelers out significantly. I think it also helps the Dolphins out to a lesser degree, but it could help them out from a chemistry standpoint in that Jalen Ramsey is one of those guys that is a difficult dude to deal with. And when you look at, again, when you change things around and you change chemistry around, right? Sometimes it's about what you're bringing in into the recipe, into the potion, as opposed to the actual talent or ability or name or what have you. Because most people are going to say the Dolphins got hosed here by giving up Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey. They didn't get hosed here. Look, they may not have gotten the better of the deal. That'll depend on Minkah Fitzpatrick. But trust me, they're fine. They're fine because they wanted nothing to do anymore with Jalen Ramsey, because they know Jalen Ramsey, A, diminished returns, B, is a selfish pain in the ass. They just know that. They know that. And when you can get rid of selfish pain in the asses, you make your football team a lot better. And now, or next, we're going to tell you how this trade might affect the Washington Commanders. That's right. I've thought of a possible way that it could affect the Washington Commanders. I'll have that for you next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. If you want to weigh in, 301-230-0980, who do you think won the deal? What's your reaction to the big summer blockbuster? That's right. It's not Superman in the movies. Nope. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Miami Dolphins hooking up for a summer blockbuster on the last day of June right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Intercepted, picked off, Ramsey got it. Coleman couldn't hold on. And Miami stops the Bills in their tracks on a second interception in 2 weeks.
All right, that's Jalen Ramsey. Kevin Harlan on the call with the interception against the Buffalo Bills. He had two last year, 11 passes defended for the now former Dolphins quarterback, new Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback, and he gets a little bit of a raise as well. Welcome back. End of hour number one. We'll keep the conversation going into hour number two. We're going to get to some things on the Commanders as well. We opened up with the Nats. We'll get back into them with the jersey patch thing. We'll get to the Wizards. We'll get to the Capitals. Busy weekend for them as well in the NHL draft and free agency in both of those sports beginning this week, and the NFL just said, yeah, screw you. Let's go to Big Tony, our number one Steelers guy, for his insight on the Steelers and what they got back in Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith. And again, I think it's a good trade for both teams. Tone, what do you think? What do you say?
Well, first of all, Big Chris, let me tell you something. I got to hit you on that wrestling thing that I told you about. Dude, you have got to hear what when I did that wrestling territory for the whole summer. Anyway, that's beside the point. This is how it went down. First of all, when Minkah came in way back when he first came in, he was awesome.
Right.
All pro, Pro Bowl, this, that, and other. That was under the defense coordinator.
Yep.
He was up on the line. He was ball hawking, fumbles, interceptions, knocking folks out. This new dude we got, Chris, I kid you not, I'm not over exaggerating. Go look on the film. He's literally 20, 30, 40 yards off the film. I mean, I'm dead damn serious. He's seriously off. He ain't even in there, Joe. So anyway, so that's why they did it. But what I don't understand what they're doing is because, well, I knew they weren't going to keep Pickens because of his attitude. But for 1 year, if you're going to go for it, keep Pickens, bring in Metcalf, because they still didn't have to pay Pickens yet. Keep Pickens, bring in Metcalf, keep Minka, make the trade. But I don't know what Miami was saying if we're going to give you Ramsey and Jonnu.
Yeah, I don't. There's no way they were going to get both without something potentially good in return. Whether Fitzpatrick is, and I think Weaver and Miami will use him more correctly. And I remember what you're talking about. It seemed like they were trying to make him truly more of a center field type safety as opposed to, in the box hunting and pecking, using his athleticism, blitzing off the edge, trying to get off the edge and in pass coverage as well.
Okay, well, that's the first reason he left, because when the first regime, he was way in the back like Pittsburgh did him this last go-around. But look here. Here's the other thing. They messed around, and they should – I mean, dude, they all discombobulated. Chris, I'm so damn – I mean, luckily it's hunting season when that comes around to distract me. But, I mean, Minka should have been up on the line. They do have young folks. Yeah. I'm going to say that. They do have – but here's the other thing. Arthur Smith is supposed to be the tight end guru.
Yeah.
Well, hell, they got 6'8", what's his name? And then they got Freiermuth, who they just resigned. Now they got Jonnu.
Right.
So what are we going to run? And we have no receivers.
Right.
Well, we got one.
You're talking about Darnell Washington in addition. And I forgot to mention him. You know, he was a prospect that a lot of people liked, and he slipped all the way to the third round. Listen, they're going to use, I mean, instead of running the football, they'll run the football a little bit. They've got a couple of guys that can be serviceable. And I kind of like Jalen Warren. I mean, look, he's not a 25.
Don't worry about Jalen Warren. Worry about the big boy we just got from, where is he from? Iowa.
Oh, Caleb Johnson?
Look at him. But what I was saying was, they never use Freiermuth and Warren. Dude, how are you not going to use 6'8 down at the goal line? He never used them.
Yeah.
Dude, he used them as a blocker. So, I mean, if they're going to run three tight ends and spit them out, I mean, line them up in the backfield, line them on the line, and then spit them out to the last second, and now you caught short with linebackers and safeties on them, yeah, that's good. But, dude, Chris, like I said, this thing is hunting season coming up, because I got a long season, but I'm going to tell you this right now.
I got you, babe.
We will make the playoffs. Once again, we'll be one and done. But
I don't disagree with that. I actually like this move for a lot of reasons, obviously from a Pittsburgh perspective. I appreciate you, my friend. Thank you. Be careful with that hunting rifle out there. I know you like to bring home a lot of, you know, the stuff that you go after. Be careful out there. Be careful. I forgot about Darnell Washington. I mean, I love a lot of tight ends in my offense. I'm totally cool with it. And trust me, Arthur Smith wasn't born yesterday. He will figure it out. With Aaron Rodgers, you know, you want to get rid of the football quickly. And you want to get it into the hands of your bigger guys that can hopefully get some yards after the catch, protect him, keep him upright. Their offensive line is not great by any stretch. They'll run the ball a little bit, but it'll be a run by committee thing. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, back for hour number two, and that impact potentially on the Commanders next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.